Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Twitter says it lost users as it continues its drive to purge fake accounts. We'll get more from The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. First, here are some top tech headlines. Twitter was among a handful of technology companies posting quarterly results Thursday. Although it lost users, it swung to a quarterly profit and boosted revenue as it extracted more ad revenue out of existing users. Investors were especially keen to find out how a couple of FANG stocks did on the earnings front. Late Thursday, Amazon.com said quarterly earnings hit nearly $3 billion, its fourth straight quarter topping $1 billion. But Amazon's revenue came up short, as did its sales forecast for the holiday season. Google's parent Alphabet said its quarterly earnings rose a better than expected 37%, but its revenue rose a weaker than expected 21%. It comes during a time of uncertainty for Google. It's been fielding questions from lawmakers in Washington and Europe. Since the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month, the company never told users about a software bug that exposed the privacy data of hundreds of thousands of users. That incident led the company to shutter the consumer functionality of its Google Plus social site. Next up, we'll talk about how Twitter is faring as it removes fake accounts. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal. Twitter has reported its first consecutive quarterly drop in users and signaled more declines as the company continues its purge of fake accounts. But Twitter's revenue still rose thanks to increased advertising on existing users. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman with more on this. Now, Sarah, to be clear, this is happening on a bounce-back day for the stock markets. Twitter's stock was up sharply. I'm wondering, should we focus more on the fact that it shed users or that it was able to gain out of each user?
I would say that it's a matter of Twitter doing a better job of extracting more revenue from the existing users it does have. That is clearly the case here because even though it did shed users, as you said, the revenue and profit increased actually pretty significantly.
Isn't this going to ultimately help the product, you know, cleansing its site of fake accounts? Yeah, it's going to make it more attractive to those who might want to sign up.
Well, it means that when you get rid of the fake accounts, you're having, you know, people who are actually there for the legitimate reasons and they're more engaged. And so the conversation among users would naturally be healthier. And certainly that's more attractive to advertisers. They're reaching actual people who are there for a sincere reason.
So how many monthly active users did it lose during the third quarter? It was quite a lot. It was the most ever, I think.
Correct. It lost 9 million users, and that was the steepest decline ever. The last biggest drop was by 2 million.
Now, this is monthly active users as opposed to daily active users. Did it keep a record of that?
Twitter reports daily active users, but only on a percentage basis. It doesn't give the actual number. And interestingly, daily active user growth, there was growth. It grew by 9%. However, that broke a streak for the past 7 quarters where the growth was in the 10 to 14% range. On the other hand, Twitter said that most of that growth came from people who use or who access Twitter via mobile devices. And those grew by double digits, whereas ones who access Twitter via web browsers only, the growth in that was smaller. And that's okay because those people tend to be less valuable. People who or any times Twitter is accessed via web browser, the odds of it being a suspicious user is much higher than if it's a person or someone coming through a mobile device. So Twitter was fine to see a very small increase in those types of users.
Twitter has really been trying to clean house regarding fake accounts in the months leading up to the midterm elections, right? I mean, this is what, I mean, it was one of several companies that really got in trouble over this.
Right. This has been the trend for social media companies to purge themselves of fake accounts and improve their credibility among users and advertisers. And so when we certainly saw what happened with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and so many problems there, it's something that sort of spreads. It's a concern for all social media companies, and certainly Twitter is part of that.
Did the effect of Europe's new privacy law also factor into this in any way?
That did factor into it, absolutely, as it did in the previous quarter. But that wasn't only it. There are two new factors this time around that were new. One being that the company clamped down on automated usage such as bots. And it also had a bug in its email notification system that would go out and send emails to people to encourage them to go back to the site. That bug has since been resolved. But that was another reason why the monthly active users decline was so sharp.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.